Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino.
What a pleasure it is to welcome to Zoom and to San Diego, Padres second baseman, Padres outfielder, Padres everything, Adam Frazier, fresh out of Pittsburgh. Welcome to San Diego, man. It's good to have you here, and good to see your face.
Yeah, thank you. It's good to be here. I'm excited about it and ready to get some wins.
For you, coming over from Pittsburgh, man, it's got to be tough, and we talk a lot about it on our show. You know, you try to be empathetic as human being, as husbands, as and fathers, and realize, man, it's just not as easy as it seems, right? And they let you know, hey, man, you're off to San Diego. It's got to be a good feeling knowing it's San Diego.
Yeah, definitely. Couldn't really pick a better place to be with this city, this team, this group of guys. The environment here with the stadium right now is unbelievable, and very excited to be here and be able to join this group. But yeah, it's you can't really prepare. You know, I've been asked about trades for the past 3 years, and I mean, I've tried to ignore them as much as I could. It's, you know, I couldn't control it. So didn't know where I'd be. I knew I'd probably get traded this season, and found out in the middle of the game, and then flew across country and then flew back. So, you know, been a whirlwind a few days, but starting to settle down a little bit now.
So we were down on the field. We're talking to Padres second baseman outfielder Adam Frazier here on Ben and Woods this morning. And we were down on the field day one, and I saw you kind of walk out, kind of gave it the look like, all right, you've been here before. It's different. You got new colors on. Walking out to the field, and then, you know, your first AB hit the ball really hard right at the left fielder, and then you want to pitch, you want to get off to a good start for the new squad, and when you're picturing your first AB, your first hit as a Padre, probably wasn't legging out an infield single, was it?
No, definitely not, but I'll take them all, so yeah, I'm happy to get a couple out of the way.
They all count, and then you're standing on second base, and your new teammate, Fernando Tatis Jr., hits a ball about 480 feet to left. And there, I don't know how much social media you do, but there's already a picture of you staring at him when you guys are back in the dugout. Everyone has just said, you know, find somebody to look at you like Adam Frazier looks at Fernando Tatis. What's it like playing with that kid and the rest of the guys down there too? Because they're some good players.
Some really good players. It's exciting. You know, I was, you know, thinking to myself, an inning before that, we're down 3-0. And we're like, dang. And then 5 minutes later, Tatis hits one clear out of the stadium, and we're right back in it. And then 5 minutes after that, Machado goes deep. And, you know, next thing, we got a few run lead. So, very exciting. It's, you know, I'm looking forward to being able to do that night in and night out, and, just learning from those guys and then helping them any way I can. So, yeah, I mean, it's an unbelievably talented group, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
So, you know, when the offseason gets here, you know, typically for you and in your career, when the season ended, it was, you know, go home. And obviously there are some pretty big aspirations here in San Diego. The fans, if you couldn't tell already in just a short time, they're pretty hungry for a championship, Adam. And you know, getting a chance to compete and be in the playoffs this year, what would that mean to you? playing, you know, in the ultimate games?
I mean, everything. I mean, this is what you play the game for, is to be in the playoffs, to win a World Series. It's what you grow up dreaming about. So you're always mentally preparing yourself as a kid till now, putting yourself in those situations. And now it's, you know, the opportunities in front of us here. So looking forward to it, and you know, just excited to be a part of meaningful games in September, October. Hopefully we can you know, make up some ground that we have to make up now, and you know, get in the driver's seat and have everybody coming at us towards the end of this thing.
Talking to Adam Frazier here on Ben and Woods, the newest Padre, maybe the second newest Padre. Again, this is a pre-taped interview, so we don't know exactly what's going to go down in the next few hours before this actually airs. But when the season does end, you know, it's I don't think the casual fan, I don't think the radio host, I really don't think anybody realizes the physical and mental grind that 162 game season plus spring training can bring. How long does it take you to kind of decompress when the season ends? And what do you do when the season ends? What do you do for fun? Where do you go? What do you do?
Well, I spend my off seasons in Nashville. So a lot of stuff going on there to get your mind off of baseball, but that's what I try to do for about 3 or 4 weeks, is not even think about the game. But then I catch myself watching playoff games in the past. So hopefully be a part of that now. But yeah, just get away. We watch football. Have a few cold pops and just relax. It's don't think about weightlifting. Don't think about baseball, and try to get that mental, I guess, you know, the mental, you know, rest that you need to before you got to lock back in for the, you know, the 8 months you got to do it the following year.
So it takes you about a month, you know, decompress, and then you pick up, you start hitting off the tee. How does it go? You know, what's your kind of routine? What's your process?
Yeah, I get back into the weight room first, and then once into November rolls around, we'll start hitting off the tee a little bit, maybe beginning of December. But yeah, just more than anything, start to get the body ready before diving back into the baseball activities later in the winter.
It's Adam joining us on Ben and Woods, and you know, it's such a special team that you're a part of now, and AJ Preller, I think, and the whole staff, they've done such a great job at building a really strong roster full of really good baseball players, yourself included. How hard has it been just in the last couple of days to assimilate, you know, and you're in a new city and you're a new ballpark and there's new guys at the front. You know, we've talked to Blake Snell about it. He's had a little bit tougher time. He's talked about that pretty openly. For you coming from Pittsburgh, I know you left some friends behind there. Certainly you got a good friend in Joe Musgrove here. That's had to have helped a lot. How have the guys been to you since you got here?
Yeah, Musgrove's helped out a ton, making the transition way easier. I can't thank him enough for that. But the guys, I mean, it's a great group of guys. They've just been so welcoming to me, and you know, the group, the support staff too, just let me know they're here for me in any way they can be, and don't be scared to reach out. So it's gone about as smoothly as it could. The off day helped a ton. After I got traded, I was able to get back to Pitt and get all my stuff out of there where I don't have to worry all of that. And just trying to settle in now. It's starting to slow down, and just be able to focus on baseball here, you know, starting now, and not worry about everything else.
And last one. So look, I know that anytime a player, a new guy is here, hey, I just want to help the team win. You know, I just want to do whatever they need me to do. If it came down to it, you know, and you know, you had to absolutely pick. I know you played the majority of your games at second base, and your very first game here, new ballpark, new team, new uniform. Like, hey, you got left field, you know, so that's got to be a little odd for you. But is second base really where you feel the most comfortable?
Yeah, I'd say most comfortable for sure. Left field probably after that, but I've only, you know, 10 or so innings out there coming into San Diego, I guess. So. But yeah, I get some reps in BP and stuff like that, and I'll be fine. You know, I've played the positions in the past, but I'd say second's most comfortable. But it's like you said, what it comes down to, we're just trying to win ball games. So wherever Ting wants me to be is where I'll be, and try to play it to the best of my ability. And like I said, we win some ball games.
What was your least favorite position?
If least? They say
All right, what would be the one where you'd go, oh no, all right, I don't know if I can do this?
Probably third base.
Really?
I played it a little bit, small, couple sample size, but dudes hit the balls hard, man. And and not being comfortable over there, not playing it much my whole life, really.
So you'd rather catch. You'd rather put the gear on and get behind the dish than play third base.
Yeah, probably. But I'm not saying I'd be good at it. I know that. But
are you one of those guys in a blowout that's campaigning to the skipper to let you go pitch an inning or two?
At times I've thought about it, but then at times I started thinking the other side, a little scary. You know, I'm not really throwing a, you know, a nasty pitch up there or anything. And but no, I mean, if I got to do it, I got to do it, but I'm not campaigning for it right now. Maybe later in my career, hopefully, but not now.
Well, man, thanks so much for your time. Welcome to San Diego. If there's anything you need, let us know. We're all pulling for you guys. Go out to win a bunch of ball games. Thanks so much, Adam.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
No problem.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.